Welcome to Northwestern Mutual's Ask the Financial Expert series. In this podcast, you'll hear from Brent Schutte, Chief Investment Strategist for Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management Company, and Mark McLennan, Vice President of Investment Product Development. They'll share their thoughts and insights on all things investing. Want to ask them a question? Email us at asktheexpert@northwesternmutual.com.
Hi, everyone. Mark and Brent back again in the studio for Ask the Financial Expert. Thanks for listening, as always. You know, 2017 started out with the Dow surprising a little bit on the upside. We're up to past 20,000, which is really a contrast to the start of 2016. I think in the first 3 weeks, we're down, what, like 13%? And I remember back one of your themes for the year, I think a lot of your themes were based on music. And 2016, one resounding one I kept hearing was Ain't No Mountain High Enough. So does that kind of sum up 2016 for you?
Yeah, I think back to 2016 and I think about the pessimism that kind of enveloped the U.S. economy and the U.S. markets for that matter. If you think about the way we started off the year, we opened up down 13%, I believe, in the first 20 days of January, which I think was the worst start to a year ever, possibly. And then we kind of bottomed around for a while, and then the market moved higher. The interesting thing is that all the while, investors were pessimistic. They were worried about Brexit. They were worried about the election. And you saw throughout the year pessimism. And so if you look at the AAII Bullish Sentiment Survey, we had four sub-20% readings. And what that means is when this firm called individual investors and asked if they're bullish, bearish, or neutral, a low amount said that they were bullish, less than 20% on four different occasions. To put that in context, if you go back to the Great Recession of 07, 08, there were only two readings below 20%. And we had two of those during this period that were actually lower than those readings.
Wow.
And so investors kind of did what they shouldn't do and what we try to teach them not to do. If you look at fund flows, early in the year, they bought bonds and sold stocks. Nah. Later in the year, to try to play catch up after the market moved higher, they bought stocks and sold bonds. And so, you know, I think as I look back, Ain't No Mountain High Enough was a reference to the fact that people actually went into the fourth quarter pretty pessimistic. We had the election. It was over. The economy did better than what people imagined, and they had to reverse their pessimistic stance and try to buy stocks.
So if you could, what would you say to those investors in 2016? Good job, bad job?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a bad job, right? I mean, the goal is to buy low and sell high, not the opposite.
Yeah.
And so that is why, you know, I think every investor should have a plan. And actually, I'm not suggesting that you have to exactly stick to that plan 100%, but it should be a very strong anchor. And so if you have a goal that is 10, 15, 20 years in the future, plan for that goal, make some tweaks along the way, but don't wholesale sell in or sell out of stocks.
Yeah, I like the analogy you use in one of your articles about if you're driving from Milwaukee to Chicago, or unfortunately Chicago to Milwaukee, you have one path, but you might diverge if something comes up.
Yeah, so I mean, most of the time what you do is, you know, if you drive from Chicago to Milwaukee, you would take a look at a map and you would have the most optimal route to get you there over the next 10, 15 years, however long you think you may make that drive. But during that time period, there's going to be construction, there's going to be roadblocks, there's going to be traffic jams, and you may want to slightly deviate from that path during certain periods. And so that would be the dynamic asset allocation that we believe you can add value to an account over a long period of time by doing. So that would be the way to kind of make an analogy about how we view that.
Okay. Now, later in the year, sticking back to your song analogies, turn was something I think you wrote in the third quarter. Did that also refer to consumer sentiment?
Or? Yeah. So the third quarter commentary was titled "To Every Season, Turn, or To Everything, Turn, I believe is the correct song title. Mm-hmm. You know, it felt like to me that towards the third quarter of the year, even before the election, which I think is important when we talk about this rally being the Trump rally, we think it was more fundamentally based, that it seemed as if people were becoming more optimistic and that economic fundamentals in the U.S. and abroad were firming, and that we were kind of shifting into a new part of this recovery where animal spirits were going to come back and the consumer was going to start buying again after savings for years. Corporations may start actually building plants and equipment after pretty much not doing that for years. And so it feels like we've tipped into a new part of the recovery. And I guess the one thing that I'll caveat there is that people have talked about the uncertainty of this recovery, and it has been uncertain. Most economic recoveries or expansions end with something in excess. And we've talked about how long this recovery has been. And there are some people, as they look into 2017, some strategists say it's been 8-9 years in the making just because of time it has to die. We would argue that because of the uncertainty, people haven't done the dumb things. Think about buying 2, 3, 4, 5 houses with no money that they typically have done in the past that cause expansions to end. And so, you know, I would urge you to avoid the worrying about how long this recovery has been. This one will be longer than the past.
Yeah, and you've mentioned that everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. Consumers, banks, companies. So some of those exigent circumstances that would be behind some more catastrophic kind of condition just aren't there.
Yeah, I mean, as you look into 17 and we talk about the consumer, the balance sheet is in the best shape it's been since 1990s. Consumers are in a good place. They've saved money. They've paid down debt. Banks are in the best shape they've been in years. They've been forced to do that via legislation, via regulation. They've rebuilt their balance sheets to be able to withstand another crisis potentially. They get stress tested every year by the Federal Reserve, which typically includes a 50% market correction. You look at corporations, they're in decent shape. And so it doesn't appear that anything, the normal characters that usually lead to a recession, are in a bad place right now.
Okay, you did mention the new president, you mentioned banks, et cetera. With a new administration, there are certain campaign promises that could potentially impact sectors if specific things that were kind of promised on the trail come through. Is there any sectors that stand out in your mind? You know, maybe not in the future, but maybe even ones that demonstrate missed opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, as you kind of look out, I've said on this podcast before that, you know, the U.S. economy is an $18 trillion behemoth. A presidential cycle typically lasts 4 years. It can be longer than that. And that there's a natural rate of growth. And I think that's to kind of tie my prior comments together. That natural rate of growth was already occurring before the election. The U.S. economy was tipping into, to every season, turn, tipping into a better place, as was the globe. As you kind of look forward, I think presidents, and I mentioned this in the podcast, do have some impacts on sectors. Whether or not that would have occurred or not, we don't know for certain, but this president certainly has made it a focus to potentially look at rolling back some legislation. And so you look at banks, who I mentioned before, are in a good shape, in a good position. They were down 17-18% to start their year last year, and most people were dire about the banks. The reality is they're very cheap, and then they ended up the year up 22% as this president started talking about potentially looking to lift some legislation and to make it easier for banks to lend money again. Whether or not that would have happened anyway because the economy was getting better is up for grabs, but certainly this president's tone has helped the banking sector and, for that matter, the corporate sector, who is now hearing about tax reform and potential regulation rollback.
Well, interesting to hear, but that's kind of like construction and snow on the way from Milwaukee to Chicago. You got to have the long-term approach, but be cognizant of things that are happening along the way. So can we look forward to more song titles in 2017, or have you not decided?
No, I came into this year titled Flip the Script, 2017, which is a song that I haven't listened to, but I do know it's a song. And, you know, that's along the lines of over the past few years, people have talked about secular stagnation. They've talked about deflation worries. They've talked about low growth. All the things that you've heard over the past few years, I believe we're now going to be on the opposite side of that as we look forward. People are going to start worrying about inflation, potentially higher interest rates, potentially faster growth. It's a good thing until we get too much of it, and then we actually have to slam on the brakes and we repeat the past, which there will be another recession in the future. And so that's what I kind of think about 2017. We still have some runway before the next recession, but certainly it's something we need to start thinking about as we kind of tip into some of these periods of time where we may have excesses.
Okay. Well, it's early in 2017, so there'll be a lot to talk about. So hope everybody stays tuned in, and thanks for listening. And thanks, Brent.
Thank you.
Northwestern Mutual is the marketing name for the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and its subsidiaries. Northwestern Mutual Investment Services, LLC, subsidiary of Northwestern Mutual, broker-dealer, registered investment advisor, member of FINRA and SIPC in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, subsidiary of Northwestern Mutual and Federal Savings Bank. The opinions expressed are those of Northwestern Mutual as of the date stated on this recording and are subject to change. There is no guarantee that the forecast made will come to pass. This material does not constitute investment advice and is not intended as an endorsement of any specific investment or security. Information and opinions are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources. All investments carry some level of risk, including the potential loss of principal invested. Indexes and/or benchmarks are unmanaged and cannot be invested in directly. Returns represent past performance and are not a guarantee of future performance and are not indicative of any special investment. Diversification and strategic asset allocation do not assure profit or protect against loss. Although stocks have historically outperformed bonds, they also have historically been more volatile. Investors should carefully consider their ability to invest during volatile periods in the market. Commodity prices fluctuate more than other asset prices with the potential for large losses and may be affected by numerous factors such as market, regulatory, weather, political, economic, and competition. Investments can be made directly in physical assets or commodity-linked derivative instruments. With fixed income securities such as bonds, interest rates and bond prices tend to move in opposite directions. When interest rates fall, bond prices typically rise, and conversely, when interest rates rise, bond prices typically fall. Bond and bond fund investors should carefully consider risks such as interest rate risk, credit risk, liquidity risk, and inflation risk before investing in a particular bond or bond fund.